Hi, I'm Aidan, and this is the Super Language Learner podcast. As a linguist, I have to say, ich liebe Wörter, I love words and phrases. So I started writing this article series a few years ago, The Magic of Words. Now I'm presenting it in podcast format, and this is the first one. It's in English with language focus German. So it's good for people with a casual interest in the language, but also experienced learners can benefit. Transcript in the show notes, available to my students and supporters. So here goes, los geht's, the magic of words. Die Liebe. In matters to do with die Liebe, be careful, sei vorsichtig. You may experience Liebe auf den ersten Blick, love at first sight, but Liebe macht blind, love is blind. Misunderstandings can arise. Make sure you know the difference between ich liebe dich and ich hab dich lieb. Ich liebe dich is I love you. Ich hab dich lieb is I'm fond of you. And by the way, in a formal letter or email, for instance to a lawyer or accountant, we use the English word dear, dear sir or madam. But in German, liebe for feminine with an E on the end and lieber for masculine with an R on the end should only be used in letters or email messages to close friends or family members. Liebe Mutter. That's Liebe with an E, Mutter. Lieber Dirk. That's Dirk, male name. Lieber Dirk. You can finish the letter with Alles Liebe, lots of love, or literally all love. Or maybe Viele Liebe Grüße, lots of loving greetings. And you can write capital VLG for short. Don't end a letter or email to a friend with Mit freundlichen Grüßen. That's for your lawyer or accountant. A few students have sent me that, but that's not correct for someone who is a friend. Variations of lieb are used in comparisons and superlatives. Please note, they don't mean love. Was trinkst du lieber? Milch oder Wasser? What do you prefer to drink? Milk or water? Ich trinke lieber Milch. I prefer to drink milk. Was trinkst du am liebsten? Tee, Kaffee oder Kakao? What do you like to drink most of all? Ich trinke am liebsten Tee. I like most of all to drink tea. Some more phrases. Mein Lieblingsessen, my favorite food. Mein Liebling, my darling. Mein Liebchen, my little darling. It's a bit veraltet. It's a bit archaic. There's also Liebfraumilch or Liebfrauenmilch, a type of sweet wine originally grown in the vineyards of the Liebfrauenkirche, the Church of Our Lady, in the city of Worms. Love comes in different types, for instance, die Nächstenliebe, traditionally translated as love of your fellow man, or maybe brotherly love. Nächstenliebe is not gender-specific, so that's very good for today. Selbstliebe, love of oneself. Landliebe, love of the land. And that's the name of a certain brand of yogurt with a very nicely designed label. It's in the show notes. I've put a photo in the show notes. Many songs have the word Ich liebe dich. And two that occur to me are Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick by Ian Dury. And he says it in French and German. Je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. And also the song by the German band Trio. The short title is Da Da Da. And the long title is Da, da, da. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Aha, aha, aha. There are some other uses of Liebe. Look them up in an online dictionary in your own time. If you want to say, I live in Berlin, you need to pronounce Liebe with an A sound, like Glaswegian lay. I lay on the ground. Lay. If you say Liebe rhyming with Lee, then it could be misunderstood. Ich liebe in Berlin. That's not right. But you could leave out the in. You could say, Ich liebe Berlin, I love Berlin. But if you live in Berlin, it's Ich lebe in Berlin. Ich lebe in Berlin. So, referring to my 6-point repeat checklist, let's sum up. Number one, read, listen, summary. So, you've just heard my spoken word article on the word Liebe in English with German, about 750 words, 7 minutes long. Number two, extract words and phrases. Well, the most important ones, I think, are Ich liebe dich and Ich hab dich lieb. So, I love you, I'm fond of you. And then another one, Was trinkst du lieber? What do you prefer to drink? Ich trinke lieber Milch. I prefer to drink milk. Number three, pronunciation. Make sure you make the difference between ich liebe, I love, and ich lebe, I live or reside. Number four, examine interesting language patterns. That's my new word for grammar. The verb lieben takes the accusative case. So it's ich liebe dich. Dich, that's accusative pronoun you. Du liebst mich. You love me. Accusative pronoun for me. So remember, a good way to learn grammar is to learn simple and useful phrases by heart. Number five, ask and answer. How do you say, I am fond of you? Ich hab dich lieb. You can pick out simple ones, do them in your own time. Number six, translation. Ich trinke lieber. I drink more willingly. I prefer. So be careful of false friends. And be careful of false usages. Vorsicht. Mit freundlichen Grüßen is like yours sincerely in English. Okay, repeat checklist complete. So that's my first podcast edition of my article series, The Magic of Words, which I first started writing a few years ago. If you speak English and you're learning German, or if you're a German speaker learning English, I hope you found it interesting. If you're listening on YouTube, please like, subscribe and post a comment. Otherwise, you can email your comments to SLLP, that's Super Language Learner Podcast, SLLP@aidan.co.uk. A parallel edition on the word love in English will follow soon. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis bald.